fun talk with the head of the Cowboy Church and Mike Reed, Dale Wiley Show, and Knee Deep in Rubber. Okay, we're live.
Live.
You certainly. This is Steve Anthony, and he is the guy who from the Cowboy Church in Branson. And while we're waiting on Mike, tell me a little bit about that church and how it works.
One of the things that most people misunderstand, just because it says cowboy, that right. doesn't mean you have to dress up in chaps and come with boots. And, you know, Good. It's all about freedom. The whole idea behind when the first cowboy church was designed, it was designed for ranchers and farmers. Now, as you know, regular mainstream church, you usually have to wear a tie and a suit, you know, and you can't have any stuff on your boots, okay? Yes. But in cowboy church, they went out, took care of their livestock, you know, and then came to church. And, right. and they felt freedom, you know, and that's what I call cowboy church is freedom. You have it. The way our church is set up is quite unique amongst most churches. Now, there's cowboy churches, believe me, that's really neat. Some of these cowboy churches you have on horseback. They have arenas. The ones that I used to sing for, of course, were the horse barns. And they would scrape the floor 20 minutes before I got to set my equipment on it. And I'll tell you what, you had an aroma that was so cool.
I bet.
But that's what cowboy church is about. Our church is unique in the way that we were in theaters for many, many years and became what they call a tourist church.
Okay.
We found a really unique setting here in Branson. It was called the Circle B. And it was it had cowboy decorations everywhere. And they had chairs and tables. They didn't have pews. And I fell in love with that idea. You can bring your coffee. You set your Bible down, your coffee, your donut. Yes. And you're having church, man. You know, that's what we're doing. We are really working hard. Everything has been take up an offering, do some work. Take up an offering, do some work. And right now we're at the stage of insulation's in. The vapor barrier is in. And we're starting to put the sheetrock up as soon as we can get up enough money for the sheetrock. And if you know anything about Branson, and I'll tell you if anything you want to know, but Branson has certain rules that you have to follow. Oh, it is 5/8 thick. It has to be fire retardant. I mean, it's expensive stuff.
Wow.
You know, and that's what's so cool about, you know, and I'm following all the rules and I'm a yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, whatever you guys want. Yes, sir. Because I want to get this church open, you know.
Right. Where is it going to be? Where is it located?
We have been here now for, I'm going to say, 3 years. We've been in this location. We just had the Cowboy Church inside the music store. Okay. Now, we're located right next to each other. The address, and this is some weird stuff. I'm not making any of this stuff up. It's at 104 Courtney Street. Now, here's what they did. Before CVS Pharmacy came about, there was a road called, you know, Courtney. And it went right past this building. But then CVS came in, and the owners of CVS took the road away. So we're actually, there's no road here.
Really?
You know, and that was a stipulation. I mean, when we first got the building running as a music store, they said, well, you know, you have to have blacktop, and you have to have a road. And I went, that don't work. Because you planning and zoning, okay, you guys took it out.
Yes.
Therefore, then they backed up and said, oh, yeah, I guess you're right, Steve. it's been fun. We pray a lot. Whenever we want something done, we have a wonderful, wonderful landlord as of right now. I'm hoping to buy the building completely. We have two different sections that we can buy. If you've ever been in the area, you'll see a huge, I mean huge, tower. And that's on our land that we can wind up having income from it. So
what's that?
But right now we don't own the land, so we don't have income from it.
Okay.
You know, so, but it's a really cool place. The way I tell people how to get here is on 65, you come off 65, go to 76 intersection, and right there is CVS Pharmacy. Now, you go through CVS Pharmacy's parking lot, to get to us. That we have a road coming right off their parking lot that is right in front of us. So it's pretty cool. It's just, and on our sign, it says the same thing. Turn here, use CVS entrance, you know. It's pretty cool.
You got to have directions, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So what made you form this church?
Well, it was formed back in 2004. Okay. And the little history about it, I know everything about it because I had to become the pastor.
Sure.
I was not the pastor when it started. Back in 2004, a man named Al Martin and pretty Miss Norma Jean.
Oh, wow.
Nashville started the church.
Country music royalty. Literally. Yes.
They went to Nashville. Nashville, if I'm correct, Nashville was the first cowboy church established.
Right.
And I think we are number 7 of the cowboy churches. And so Al Martin, Pretty Miss Norma Jean, that's her title. She was known as Pretty Miss
Norma Jean. I know all about Norma Jean. I know all.
And then something sad happened. They got separated. They got divorced. Okay. Al was getting sickly. And I don't know the details at all, really, about that. But I know that he left. They actually started in the snack bar of that the God and Country Theater. They weren't even in a theater when they started this in 2004. They were in a snack bar. But anyhow, so it became two churches. So we do have what's called God and Country Church.
Okay.
And that's the establishment from Norma Jean. It's more, and I don't mean anything bad by this at all. I hope your listeners understand. It's more of a music church because it's got some of the stars.
I love that.
Yeah. And ours are award-winning musicians, but we don't get paid. It's all for God. You know, we come and we do our music for God. Our music has been award-winning, so we can actually say that. We have a plaque says award-winning cowboy church band, you know.
Awesome.
But it's pretty cool, you know.
Well, tell me what brought you to Jesus. Tell me the story.
Okay. Well, I could spend hours with you with the story. I'll make it really, really short. At 5 years old, I'll start out. This is my music deal. At 5 years old, my mom put a guitar on my head. Mike, is there?
He's about to be here, yes. But okay. I still want to hear your story, though.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, absolutely.
Five years old, mom put a guitar in my hands. I learned how to play. There he is.
I learned how to play
all different kinds of instruments. There he is. Do I need to put my hat on, too?
No.
I got a cowboy cap. I'll tell you what. Now, you don't want Cecil coming out, buddy. Cecil's back here somewhere. He's my alter ego.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, let's make it as short as possible. Like I said, mom had a Patsy Cline band when I was born. 5 years old, I was playing, actually professionally playing because I was getting paid at 5 years old. When she loses a band member, I learned another instrument. And as it stands, I think I told Mike, I'm up to about 11 instruments that I actually play.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Then when I moved to Branson, I thought I was just going to be a gospel singer, you know.
Sure.
I got saved in 1991, the day before my real birthday, which was really cool. God took all that country music away from me for about 6 years. I didn't do any country at all. And, you know, when I moved here, I thought, you know what, there's a lot of country here. And if I played a little bit of country and put a little gospel with it, you know, I'd have something. And so that's what I started doing. And I asked God, I said, can I have my country back? Sure enough, he gave me all my country that I did. Because I was one of those guys out there on the road, you know, doing all the stuff. Had the band and the Silver Eagle Greyhound, the whole nine yards. And so anyway, moved to Branson. I started singing around just at all the churches. And I found out shortly, as Mike can inform to you, that it don't work. You don't make enough if the church is trying to make a living. You don't do it. It's just, you know, offerings are fine. But what are you going to get? You know, 25 bucks, maybe. You're lucky. So anyway, so a friend of mine who worked for the Cowboy Church with Pastor Al Martin said, hey, I got this gig and I'm tired of singing over there. Would you take it over?
Really?
So I said, yeah, let me do it. So I started coming over to Circle Beat where they were. started singing, and they loved it. And as Pastor got older and more sickly, he said, I need to find a replacement. And he said he tried everything under the sun, Pentecostals. He tried Baptist preachers. He tried everybody that would come in there and try out, you know, for it. Right. And none of them fit because, remember, Cowboy Church is non-denominational.
We don't exactly
worry about any of that other stuff. We're not religious.
Exactly. We
preach the word of God. Right. So anyway, long story short there, they liked me so much. He said, would you do a message? And I said, huh? I said, me? Do a message? I said, I've never done it before. He said, right. Well, he said, just after you're done singing your song, just go ahead and do whatever God tells you to do. And from that point on, I became the pastor.
Well, that is fantastic. But what do you mean? Was she in Patsy Cline's band, or what do you mean by that?
Mom was an imitator, just like we have Branson imitators.
Yeah.
Mom went overseas. She was a whack in the service. Right. And there was pictures of her at the USO tours where she's on stage singing Patsy Cline stuff, you know. And I'm not sure I think Patsy was either still alive or, you know, shortly passed away when she was doing all this stuff.
That's fantastic. Now let's just point our attention to Mike. How are you, Mike?
Oh, it's been a tough day.
Tell me about it. Why is it tough?
The smile is fake.
Really? The photos were real. You sent me a lot of photos, very cool photos.
Oh, I was at the wound doctor today, and I got sent over to do x-rays on my heel, at the bottom of my heel, to see if there's an infection or something going on. Because the wound is healing good up toward the top of it and toward the surface. But down deep, it's not healing like he would like for it to. Which is on down in by the bone. And that's just scary because you don't want some all of a sudden you got some bone disease going on.
Sure.
So that hasn't been fun. And I would have been here sooner, but I just got out of the car and came in and
It was so fun to talk to Steve before we got started. That was very cool.
Well, I can jump in real quick.
Sure.
You know, I'm a pastor, and when I hear Mike speak like that, first thing I can say is, brother, you need to show up over here on Sunday morning, and I will get a bunch of people to pray for you because we believe in healing, so we can get that done. You don't have to speak negative stuffs out of your mouth. Right. I'm a firm believer, brother.
Entirely. I agree entirely with that.
I'll set him straight. Just bring him over.
Right. Yeah. But right. I've been so impressed with just how all this stuff is coming together. And I just love, like, both of you guys being on here and just the connections we're making and everything. I love it.
I'm really proud of what's going on in the church. We've been in the music store for a couple of months or maybe almost half a year. But now we're just using the building. We're not ready for, you know, we're really not ready, but we're using it. And as we start using it, people are showing up. And I just got a fellow that joined the church. I think I told Mike about him. His name is Doug, and he's going to be our videographer and take care of all our media. So
very cool.
Do everything, you know what it's like. You can't just do everything. You can't be a pastor and do all the rest of the stuff.
Yes.
So I'm really proud of him. He's stepping up to the plate, and we're trying to get some cameras. We're trying to get all that worked out, but it'll work out at the end here.
I'm really glad I met this guy, Steve.
Yes, definitely.
He's a great guy. But Steve,
yes,
have you showed Dale your hillbilly imitation that you did at the karaoke bar?
He was at a karaoke bar,
and what was it? You had the microphone down by your belly button or something like that?
Well, you know,
Steve,
I'm a sound technician. Well, when I was with Mom, I had to do everything. When I was years old, I was running soundboards and microphones. And I got a kick out of this guy at the karaoke because it was the first time, and guys, this is true, I've ever gone to karaoke before. This is the first time in my life.
You'll get to hear that impression next. DaleWiseShow.com, knee deep in rubber.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.
My name is Dale Wiley. Welcome to Shining Star. I'm going to tell you a story my dad kept from me despite the fact that he and I were very close. Now he's got dementia and he can't tell all that he knows. But what I never understood is, while he took me around to see all kinds of concerts and baseball games and political events, why he never told me about the Shining Star. Come along as I do some digging and find out the details from friends about what a miraculous story and what a miraculous dad my dad was, Robert Wiley. He was a lawyer for many years and a better person. Hear his story of what nearly derailed him.
Certainly he was a role model to me and I tried to emulate him.
Right.
Helped me when I got started. In fact, probably kept my family alive until I became prosecutor.
I just went back to his integrity that yeah. He wasn't going to hand anything out.
There wasn't anybody and isn't anybody better than your dad.
We're setting up a Heroes and Miracles website at heroesandmiracles.org or heroesandmiracles.crypto if you'd like to send some digital cash our way. We're so thankful and I'm so glad that you're along for the mission of all these things that we're doing and the lives that we're changing through Heroes and Miracles. And thank you to my dad for being the best dad ever and not telling me the story. My dad kept from me the fact that he had won a Bronze Star in Vietnam, and the miraculous story of how that came to be, and all the things that I learned in getting there. It's a miracle story. Listen to all four episodes and learn the story of the Shining Star. More with Steve Anthony and Mike Reed on Knee Deep in Rubber, DaleWiseShow.com.
Usually I go play music somewhere. I don't worry about karaoke. So this guy's looking at me, and I thought, I'm going to play a trick on this dude. I said, I took the microphone like I didn't know what I was doing. I looked at it funny like, what is this thing, you know? And then I held it down by my belly button, and he's motioning, get it up by your mouth, you got to sing. And I opened my mouth, I put the mic up there, and he went, oh, this guy took me for a ride. You know, I love doing that kind of stuff. It's right. You can make people laugh. That's important. Laughter is such a great medicine. And my comedian character that I use, if you get onto YouTube, look up Steve Anthony Ministries, and you'll see a fellow by the name of Cecil T.
Okay.
And you'll see all kinds of cool little videos that I put together. And believe it or not, guys, I did not want to be a comedian. I thought, you know, that's the worst thing I could do to my career. But the Lord set me down one day at a friend's house at Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and he wouldn't let me sleep. I took a yellow legal pad. I started writing stuff, what Cecil's going to do comedy, what he's going to do with the guitar, what kind of songs he's going to sing. And I went, okay, Lord, you got it. I'm following you. So
that's I love Bartlesville, number one, but – tell me about the music store. What is that like?
This is a lot of people's dreams is to have a place where they can work, where they love to work on stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm like Willie Nelson in the background too.
Yeah, I've got. I like to play videos while I'm working. And right. I had Merle Haggard on just before that.
I know, I heard the Merle stuff.
But I enjoyed repairing stuff. My dad set me down at 8 years old, believe it or not, and I was working on a Rambler. He said, take the carburetor apart. And I'm going, hey, Dad, I don't know how to do that. He said, just do it. I'll show you how to. But right. Dad was really good at that. And but to take a violin that somebody has put in the attic and it's all in pieces because the glue dries out and it falls right. apart, and bring it back to life and play music on it and have some little kid grab it and play. Oh, man, it just turns your heart. You know, the music is so important in this world, you know.
Time out. You didn't show Dale started talking about something else, and you didn't get to see his Branson hillbilly comedian look.
He wants to see it clearly.
Do it, Steve. Come on.
What am I doing?
Whenever you did the big hillbilly, I'm stupid look.
Oh, well, you have to be prepared for that, brother. That just doesn't show up. I'm telling you what, now, if you don't believe me, I ain't going to mess around here, boy. I tell you what, I ain't going to do it. And if I don't want to do it, it ain't going to happen. You know
what I mean? Yay! Yeah, he's not right. He's not right.
No, That's why he's right.
You realize he wears 7 ties? And his shorts are yellow with purple, and his shirt is green and black.
Okay.
He wears goggles, and he wears a hat, you know, with the ears muffs.
Right.
You'll go on the website. You'll see what I'm talking about.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was I used to dress like that all the time. And
go out in public. Well, yeah. These karaoke places have some really strange people in them.
They certainly do.
Thank you very much. I like the ones that are like, what's that you have on my voice right there? And I go, what do you mean? It's something there. It's kind of echoey or something.
Right.
I go, it's not echo, but it's effects.
Yes.
They go, why? And I look him straight in the face and I go, because you need it. You really do.
And auto-tune, yes.
Some people need a little bit of help, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm still, you know, I'm single. So I know how to, when the real beautiful ladies decide they want to dance, I know how to, oh, we're going to cut away from karaoke just for a minute to play this song.
I used to sing Don't Close Your Eyes on my breaks and try to dance with any girl that would let me dance with her. Don't Close Your Eyes, you know, try to be romantic.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because if you're a DJ and are in the band, we've got control. Yeah, we got
the microphone.
You can be rocking out or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, here's a good song called Don't Close Your Eyes. I played in Aspen one time. We were on our way. We stopped in Topeka, Kansas, and we played at a hotel where they would lock the doors at night so we could stay in there and rehearse till daylight if we wanted to, because the agent said, I can put you in Aspen, but you're going to be in an oldies rock bar club.
Look out.
It was super nice. So we just learned a whole show worth of oldies music.
Right.
And we got there and it was rocking and we were having fun. And then somebody requested a slow song and we're like, oh shoot, we didn't get it. We didn't work up any slow oldie rock songs. So we go, listen, there's a guy named George Strait and he's in country, but we think he's pretty cool. And you wanted a slow song. So here's it's called The Chair. Listen to this. Afterwards, the club owner comes up and he goes, well, he goes, last night I thought you guys were pretty good, and tonight I thought you were real good, especially considering you're a country band playing old rock. I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? He goes, I heard the way you did the George Strait song. Yeah.
You know, same thing happened to me, brother. Same exact thing. And we were so afraid that we were going to get fired because we didn't know any rock and roll stuff. we had to learn it, you know, in the hotel rooms because, you know, we didn't want to tip us our, you know, the first night was, whoa, what are we doing here? You know, they don't go for country in a rock club.
Yeah, it was, did you play in Texas any?
Yeah, played all over.
I was going to say, I played all over Texas too. I was playing around Texas back when Terry Fader had the band. His band was called Texas the Band. They were traveling around playing Texas, and we were too. And Texas, if you've never played music there or been involved there, and you know they say they're a state of their own, and yeah, they are. Yeah, that's just another country. We had people every night. Oh, hey, that's my mom and dad. They're here with us tonight, and we want you to come over to our place, and we're cooking you guys dinner tomorrow night. Okay. And the other people, well, we were going to have you over. Can you come over to our place the next night? Sure. And so we were parking our tour bus in everybody's front yard, you know, having dinner, except the family that said, we're going to have, what is it, mountain oysters or whatever it is.
Oh, look out, look out.
Yeah, they go, you guys like those? And we looked at, they go, are you going to have a steak? I said, oh, I love steak. I'll just take a steak. How's that?
Yes. And,
but Texas was fun. I mean, it was.
It's definitely entirely different. I learned that when I had the record label. Entirely different.
I got fired in Texas, so I got a bad memory.
Okay.
I got a cold, and I couldn't. It was gravel. I mean, I couldn't even hit a note. And I had a lead player that was a good singer, but he didn't like me that week. And he decided he wasn't going to sing because I said, take over for me. He said, no, no, no. I don't get paid that kind of money.
Right.
So he actually got fired after I think it was the second night. He said, Steve, he says, you got a real bad throat, don't you? I said, yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. He said, I can't stand this. I can't put up with this. And you're out of here. So that was the first time I ever got fired from a gig, man.
Right.
Steve, you remember those things.
Dodge City, Kansas. I've never been a drinker. I don't drink. And I mean, if somebody puts something there, I can drink. It doesn't mean anything to me. I like the fruity taste and stuff. Oh, that's pretty good. But it's anytime I was at a club, and as a singer, you know this, you got nights where you just, boy, there's no notes going to come out. You don't feel good, but you got to keep doing the show because, like you said, you got the other guy in the band. He can do some singing, but he's going to cover about 6 or 7 or 8 of your songs that you do, and that's it. So in Dodge City, Kansas, I finally went back to the bartender before the last set, and I said, you got anything? I said, you got anything? I said, you can hear me squawking up there. He said, here, mix this up. He goes, take that, just drink that down. He goes, you'll feel better in 30 minutes. I said, okay, 30 minutes. I got on my hands and knees and crawled back to the stage across the dance floor because I wasn't a drinker. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then we went to the motel room and some ladies showed up and they go, oh, we saw you were sick tonight. Here, we brought you some, what was it? Some blackberry rum or something that's just bitter and just. And I go, what's that? Is it? They go, just take the bottle and drink as much as you can. And they go, and then get in bed and cover your head. So I did that, and I almost puked, and I covered my head. Next day, I was in good shape. You know, I mean, I was. Hey, do you, Steve? Have you ever met Janice Dickerson? She's a retired lady. Her and her husband. She does a lot of promotions. Now she's got me going to Forsyth to a radio station to do some Saturday afternoon interview.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a real neat lady. I told her about about the Cowboy Church and what you're doing. And
You know what you need to do, Mike?
Yeah.
You need to join the Cowboy Church, then you can go promote the Cowboy Church.
That's for me.
That's all that's got to be done, Mike. It's so simple. You know, Sunday night, you can be here. Sunday morning, you can be here, start playing with the Cowboy Church. Then you're part of the Cowboy Church. Then you promote the Cowboy Church.
There we go. My sound quit working. I can't hear anything now. I don't know who was talking there.
You lying? I'll hope to get him there because all this stuff is so fun. We've got about, let's see how many more minutes, about 4 more minutes. So basically, tell us where, how they can find the Cowboy Church, their website, or what is there?
Yes, yeah. We've got a couple different locations. We're on the internet as Cowboy Church Branson, you know, www.cowboychurchbranson. We're on Facebook as Cowboy Church of Branson. Our actual name, and that's the truth, is it is the Cowboy Church of Branson. We have a name that's listed with the government. Yeah, you got it, Cowboy Church of Branson.
Oh, yes.
You know, the music store's right here, too, State Line Music. It's right next door to CVS Pharmacy.
Well, tell me what kind of insurance Sanders right now.
Do what now?
What insurance do you have in there right now? Any good stuff?
Oh, instruments. I didn't hear the word. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I've been a lot of people from Branson, which is really nice, have come in and say, hey man, your setup work is so good. I'm what they call a luthier, not a luthier, a luthier, which is you record, you know. And I've got a lot of Branson people that are guitar players that come in and play my guitars. I have a mixture of different. I'm a Washburn guitar dealer. I'm a GHS string dealer. The coolest guitar that I've got right now that I'm a dealer for is called Echo. It's an handmade Italian guitar, and they're wonderful.
Really?
The wood is something else. It's not like American wood.
Huh.
Great sound. And also have band instruments. We're talking about horns. We're talking about saxes. We're talking about keyboards. Everything, microphones, PAs, anything live band stuff, I've got it.
That's fantastic. Any questions, Mike? Anything you want to add? What are you talking about?
No, I was just I told Dale yesterday, I said, here's Steve's number. I go, you need to get him on here because he's a good guy. We just need him on here to talk, and he can advertise the Cowboy Church. And
exactly.
And he knows a lot of people, and it's just networking. And Steve paid me a great compliment the other day. He wanted to know if I could come out sometime this week and just me and him could sit and play. Well, it's Friday. I haven't made it. Of course, yesterday was Mom's doctor appointments, two of them. Today was Mom's, two of them. I was there when a guitar player came through that just moved here, and another one did, and he just complimented. He said, these guys, man, I don't want these guys around. But he goes, you're a nice guy. You know, you're just, I think we'd have a lot of fun. You know, I want to get you out here so we can just hang out some afternoon, which I think's awesome.
Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow.
We're definitely going to make it happen, Steve. I'll help you get him out there because this sounds fantastic. And I always like to keep it close, the original time. And so I just love having both of you guys on here. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
TheTicket.com. Let's say that you're the ticket is the reason we're doing this thing. And the show is called Knee Deep in Rubber, which is a great Ray Reed compliment to your dad.
Oh, that was my dad. Yeah, every time he went to sell a car, if his used car, he'd say, yeah, this one's knee deep in rubber.
More from All the Magic next Monday. Update from Travis Hughes, DaleWileyShow.com.
How are you?
Okay, buddy.
Well, that's fantastic. What is the latest COVID update?
The COVID update is not good at this moment.
Tell me about it.
It's still spreading, and all you out there needs to take very much precautions.
And wear their masks, definitely.
Yes. Now they're saying to go double mask.
Yes, I've heard that. So, what is your weekend like?
It's okay.
Any plans? What are you doing?
Nothing that much, really.
Well, I'm just so happy to have you on here, and once again, and thank you for coming on.
Dale Wiley and DaleWileyShow.com.